Recovery in Portland. Also, Mercer County Electric by Cheeseman Transport, just east of Fort Recovery, and by the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, thanks to all those fine sponsors. They have made it possible for us to bring you the graduation ceremony from Fort Recovery today. 67 seniors going through commencement here at the Fortside Fieldhouse this afternoon. And again, the seniors continue to file in here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Mr. Reed Knuth, the band director, directing the Fort Recovery Band here with the, again, processional of the students file in. I think I might have time to give you the names of all the students real quickly here. That would include Dustin Allig, Ryan Braun, Alexis Bupp, Adam Byram, Daniel Cope, Sydney Dews, Haley Duhamel, Brittany Evers, Carissa Evers, Hannah Evers, Jack Gonzalez, Gabriel Grisop, also Taylor Greasy, Madison Grover, Curtis Gruby, Andrew Heitkamp, Jared Heitkamp, Amanda Hippel, Aaron Homan, Josh Homan, Will Homan, Barash Joash, also Kelsey Judy, Samantha Collig, Madison Kaiser, Harrison Kalp, Kristen Keller, Heather Klinke, Maxwell Klingshern, Rick Kanapke, Matthew Keese, Aaron Littler, Kristen McIntosh Toby, Cassius Metzger, Chloe Metzger. We're going to have to stop here as we're going to have the invocation given by Natalie Potconner. We go to the podium now for that.
Please remove your hats and bow your heads. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your never-ending love and protection. Thank you for this special day and for all students gathered here with me. May they feel a sense of achievement and great excitement about their future. May you be with us as we celebrate today. May each student know your presence in their lives and understand how to use their abilities for your glory. And may we all continue to live lives of learning and discovery, and in doing so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Class Secretary Natalie Potcutter. I would like to welcome you to the 2018 commencement exercises. The first part of today's program will feature a couple of our honor students. This year, we'll hear from valedictorian Alexis Bupp and salutatorian Samantha Collig.
As most of you probably don't know, today, May 20th, is National Be a Millionaire Day. I thought this was fitting because I know all of us graduating today are feeling like a million bucks. Today not only marks the end of one chapter of our lives, but the first day of endless possibilities and new beginnings. It's crazy to think that we started our first day here in the fall of 2014, and now, in the blink of an eye, we've already finished our last. Think about how far away this day seemed in the first day of freshman year and even at the beginning of this year. And from what I've heard, life doesn't ever slow down. So take the time today to take it all in before it's over and appreciate the people who helped us get here. We've been blessed with a great support system over the past 4 years, starting with our teachers, who even though sometimes seemed like they were battling against us, were really always fighting on our side. All of the hours of homework we did were only to help us learn to manage our time, and the nerve-wracking presentations were only to prepare us for the future. Next, a thank you to our parents who always had advice to give, and although we may not agree most of the time, they were usually right. Like my dad always said when I needed advice, go ask mom. But most importantly, we've had each other to lean on. As I'm sure many can agree, I know I will always appreciate my friends and everything they've done for me. It was always comforting to have classmates right there at all hours of the night, making procrastinating everything a little less dreadful. Or the fact that our classmates are some of the best people I know and that there were plenty of people around us willing to do anything for anyone at the drop of a hat. I will never forget the kind hearts that so many people in our class contain. Martin Luther King Jr. wisely said, "Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education." As we all go our separate ways to college, the workforce, or the military, I know we will always share one thing. I think that all of us can say that we're walking away from Fort Recovery not only smarter than when we walked in, but better people. Not only did we learn how to be great students in the past 4 years, but we learned lessons about being great friends, teammates, and community members. This place will always hold a special place in our hearts as the place we grew up and found our direction. Hopefully, after leaving here today, the rest of our lives will be spent chasing our passions and following our own path. We can't let the next few years pass us by and need to remember to take risks when they present themselves. We've had so much fun together, and I know that the best times will always be the ones that we're living in. We must walk out of these doors today, not with fear of the future, but with open arms to embrace it. We have so much life ahead of us, so let's live it. It's now my pleasure to introduce salutatorian Samantha Collig.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would first like to thank everybody in attendance. I truly believe that if it was not for the support from all of you, neither I nor all of my classmates would be here today. I would especially like to thank all of our parents and other family members for providing us with everything we need in order to be the successful young adults we have become. I would like to thank my fellow classmates for always lending a hand, and to my friends for always listening and having my back. And lastly, to the teachers and coaches for showing us our true potential by always holding us up to high expectations and for always reminding us to make wise choices, as Mr. Evers always told us. We were all told our freshman year of high school that before we knew it, it would all be over. I can still remember thinking to myself, yeah, right, this is going to be the longest 4 years that I've ever had. But looking back now, boy, was I wrong. It seems like just yesterday that I thought that to myself, and here we all are, about ready to receive our diplomas. While our years here seem like such a short time, our experiences, knowledge, and advice learned will shape us into the people we will become. One of the many, many pieces of advice I have learned throughout my high school career, and I'm sure many of my classmates could say the same, is that you only get out as much as you put in. The way one of our teachers put it really hit home with me this year. He asked us, what good was earning an A if we didn't actually learn anything? He wasn't by any means demanding good grades, and he quite frankly wasn't referring to grades at all. He was simply getting at the fact that whatever we do, do it with a goal to gain something that will help us in the future, and then use this to help those around us. He told us, even if you don't like what we are doing, there is still something that we can take away from it if we just try and find it. So no matter what we may go on to do, whether it be attending college, entering the workforce, or joining the military, I hope we always continue to do everything with a purpose and use that purpose to impact the lives around us. Another thing we have been shown throughout the years is to be passionate about what you love. Our family, friends, teachers, coworkers, and even bosses tell us to not only follow our interests, but also be passionate about them, because this passion is what will push the roadblocks out of the way and open new paths of opportunity that we never thought were possible. Passion will encourage us to never give up on our dreams, even if they may seem impossible right now. It is refreshing to see somebody passionate about what they do, and it brightens everyone's day. It is my hope, as we leave our little bubble of Fort Recovery High School, that we all find our passion and never give up on it. Now, I could probably go on for hours and hours and more hours about all the things I've learned in high school, but I would probably start to lose a few people if I started explaining that the sine of something rule states that you take the cosine of that something times the derivative of that something, and so on and so on. So I should probably stop right there. It is said that the two most important days of your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. As we continue to discover our reasons why, we will always be grateful for the amazing place we grew up in and all the astounding people who have helped us along the way. Thank you.
Thanks, girls, for those well-chosen words. At this time, I would like to present these awards to you. Alexis Bupp will receive her valedictorian diploma, medal, and plaque. Samantha Collig will receive her salutatorian diploma, medal, and plaque. The high school choir will now be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing The Climb from Hannah Montana, the movie, recorded by Miley Cyrus, words and music by Jesse Alexander and John Mabe, arranged by Mark Breimer, featuring the seniors. And How Does a Moment Last Forever, performed by Celine Dion from Beauty and the Beast, music by Alan Menke and lyrics by Tim Rice.
Once again, you're listening to the Fort Recovery High School graduation, class of 2018. Choir members making their way to the podium. Choir director Katie Klosterman will be directing the group.
Ladies and gentlemen, our FRHS choir under the direction of Miss Katie Klosterman.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir, and Ms. Klosterman. At this time, let's turn down the lights and enjoy a contribution that comes from our students. These are reflections brought to us through the 2018 senior video production produced by Curtis Gruby.
Once again, you're listening to Fort Recovery Graduation, class of 2018. This is a video that they're showing now to the students and the audience, always featuring some photographs of the students in their younger days, which always get a chuckle from the crowd. Since you can't see the photos that are being shown, let's take a moment here and pause for a recognition again of our sponsors, making it possible for us to bring you this broadcast this afternoon. At this time, we would like to thank the sponsors who are making it possible for us to broadcast the Fort Recovery High School commencement right here on PG14 J Country 101 and 105.3 FM. That would include Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery Insurance in downtown Fort Recovery, Judy's Excavating on Route 49 just north of Fort Recovery, Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery. Other sponsors of the Fort Recovery High School graduation ceremony today, the St. Henry Bank. Also, the Fort Recovery Family Medicine, the office of Dr. David Rohr. Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Bern and Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Also brought to you by the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Also, Vohr's Welding and Steel on Route 49, just north of Fort Recovery. The Fort Recovery Pack-A-Sack Store. Don't forget the Fort Recovery Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year. Also brought to you by the Fort Recovery American Legion, proud of the Fort Recovery graduating seniors. By Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery. By Fort Recovery Industries, with locations in both Fort Recovery and Portland. Also, Mercer County Electric. By Cheeseman Transport, just east of Fort Recovery. And by the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, thanks to all those fine sponsors. They have made it possible for us to bring you the graduation ceremony from Fort Recovery today. 67 seniors going through commencement here at the Fortside Fieldhouse this afternoon. And while we're waiting for the next segment of the graduation, and that's going to be Principal Marcus Overman making some remarks, let's just listen to the music here. That's the background for the senior video.
Thank you.
I would like to thank Curtis Gruby and Mrs. Layfeld for all their hard work on the senior video. I would now like to introduce Mr. Justin Firk, Superintendent of Schools, to address the class of 2018.
Members of the Distinguished Board of Education, colleagues and administration, faculty, friends, families, and most importantly, to the graduating class of 2018 at Fort Recovery High School, congratulations to our 67 soon-to-be graduates, and good afternoon. At this time, I would like any Board of Education members and members of the school staff, whether you're a classified or certified staff member, to please stand up. I'd like to recognize these folks for their sacrifice, their effort, and their service to the development of the students at Fort Recovery Local Schools. Thank you all very much. Graduates, now it's your turn. Please stand up. I'd like you to turn around and face your families and give them a round of applause as well. If it wasn't for their support and love, you guys can go ahead and sit down. If it wasn't for their support and love, this day would not be possible. Without them today, today would not become a reality. So thank you very much, parents. As I reflect on my memories of the class of 2018, there are many amazing examples of success in what I call the four A's: academics, the arts, activities, and athletics. Academically, I'm extremely proud to share with our guests that we have 22 seniors involved in the National Honor Society, and 52 of our 67 students that are graduating today are finishing their careers with a 3.0 grade point average or higher. I think that's a round of applause. In addition, we have 13 students that are receiving the State of Ohio Honors Diploma as well today. These numbers are extremely impressive, and I believe all of our students have done a fantastic job of accomplishing a number of academic accomplishments in the classroom. Artistically, we have students in band, chorus, and drama provide performance and demonstrate their musical abilities and talents that display a vast range of talents. This includes the Fort Recovery Marching Band, qualifying for the state marching band finals in November at the University of Dayton and receiving an overall rating of 2. This is the first time that the band has qualified for state in the last 7 years, and you should all be very proud of your accomplishments. Over the last 3 years, I have witnessed the continued growth and improvement of our band and our chorus programs. Congratulations to all of our senior students that have participated in our performing arts department this school year. Activities-wise, nearly 100% of our seniors are involved in a variety of extracurriculars, such as FFA, Scholastic Bowl, Future Teachers Association, Spanish Club, Future Business Leaders, Class Advisors, Student Council, and many, many more clubs and organizations. Each of these activities builds valuable qualities in our students that will help them lead long after they exit Fort Recovery High School. And then finally, athletically, this class has accomplished some remarkable and amazing accomplishments as well. The senior class have accomplished the following: won a state championship in football and made 4 straight appearances in the playoffs, earned 2 appearances in the state baseball tournament, and won an MAC championship this year. Our girls' softball team won their first sectional championship since the 2010 season, and we sent a number of swimmers to the C.T. Brannion Natatorium in Canton, Ohio for the state swim meet this winter as well. Congratulations to all of our student athletes in the class of 2018. Graduation is a time when many contemplate their future and purpose. It can be both an exciting time and also cause a little bit of worry and concern for students. I certainly remember the anxiousness I felt at graduation 21 years ago. So whether you are entering college or heading off to the workforce, I wanted to share several lessons that I hope will inspire you along your journey. First off, you can never be too kind or too compassionate towards others. Your life will infinitely be better if you find 3 ways every day to intentionally engage with others in small acts of kindness while expecting nothing in return. When you serve in small ways, you'll get more opportunities to serve in bigger ways in the future. Number 2, follow your passion. It so often leads to your purpose. You may not know what your passion is right now, but that's okay. The important thing is to make your life mission to find it, live it, and share it. Seek out experiences in college or in your job that will allow you to use your strengths and gifts. Do what energizes you. Number 3, be resilient. Resiliency is the key to making your dreams come true. True resiliency only happens if you struggle and learn to overcome adversity and obstacles. Your life will be filled with mystery, obstacles, victories, dead ends, and detours. Stay optimistic and resilient on your quest to find your true purpose in life. And then finally, control what you can control. You have the power to think, decide, and act however you want. Each of us gets 86,400 seconds each day. We can either make the day count or we can count the days. Even at a young age, I think it's important that you think about what kind of legacy you want to leave and how you want to be remembered. To the class of 2018, I wish you luck as you go on your way. You leave with us an incredible legacy of excellence and achievement in the fine tradition of Fort Recovery High School. With the knowledge you have gained in school, with the guidance of your families, and the wonderful friendships you have made, I'm confident you will find success and happiness. Congratulations, and I wish you the very best in your future endeavors, no matter where life's journey takes you next. I would like to welcome Mr. Marcus Overman, high school principal, to the podium for his remarks. Thank you.
And that was Superintendent Justin Ferks, who just made those remarks to you. Now here's Mr. Overman.
Congratulations, class of 2018. You have made it. You have reached this milestone in life through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. After you leave this building today, you will forever be considered an alumnus of Fort Recovery. As you enter the next phase of your life, remember simply to fail forward. In education, this word fail is perceived as a very bad endeavor, but in life, it can ultimately lead you to the next great thing. For instance, the great Michael Jordan failed to make over half of his shots he attempted in the NBA, but is still often considered the GOAT. Fail forward. J.K. Rowling was collecting welfare checks as a single mother at the time she first wrote the Harry Potter book. Since, she has been quoted as saying, "It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Fail forward. Another example is Reggie Jackson. The Hall of Fame baseball player has the most career strikeouts, totaling over 2,500. But people don't mention those failures when you mention his 563 home runs and his 702 RBIs. Fail forward. Lastly, it was said that Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times at successfully creating the light bulb. Where would we be if he wouldn't have attempted the 1,001st time? Fail forward. What sets these exceptional people apart from everyone else? It is their ability to view their mistakes as an opportunity to get better, to not give up when things get difficult. These individuals not only had the talent to succeed, but they also had the guts to fail. These individuals do not consider their mistakes failures, rather as learned experiences, tuition paid, or opportunities for growth. In the face of adversity, they continue believing in themselves, no matter what their critics may say. As you proceed in life, it is guaranteed that you will fail at something along the way. Are you going to have the demeanor, the grit, and the charisma to pick yourself up and learn from your mistakes and move on? Or will you simply give up? Blame others, complain about your surroundings, defend your bad habits. As you leave this building today, I want each of you to dream big. I want you to set personal goals and work to achieve them. Do not be afraid to fail or to have those opportunities for growth along the way. Let those learning moments be your teacher. See it as a delay instead of a defeat. Let those obstacles be a temporary detour rather than a dead-end street. To the Fort Recovery High School class of 2018, I thank you for everything that you have done. I will miss your amazing personalities and the standard in which you have set for your underclassmen. I encourage all of you to go after your dreams and goals and never be scared to fail. And when you do, be sure to fail forward. Thank you. We are proud of the accomplishments of the class of 2018. These students have been very successful in the classroom, in co-curricular activities, and in extracurricular activities. We have already presented numerous awards to the class at the academic, band, and athletic banquets. Today, we add to that list with a number of scholarships and special awards. Presenting our first awards today will be Mr. Justin Ferks, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Mitch Irvin, President of the Board of Education. Each year, we award a Boys and Girls Athletic Key based on athletic participation. Will these winners please come up and receive their award? This year's Boys Athletic Key is awarded to Cade Wendell. This year's Girls Athletic Key goes to Kaya Wendell. It is now time to award the activity key to the student who has been the most active and has shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and extracurricular activities. A point system is used to determine the recipient of this award. The activity key is awarded to one boy and one girl from the senior class. The winner of the boys activity key for the class of 2018 is Ethan Shane. The girls activity key winner is Kristen Keller. For the 14th year, the Academic Booster Club is presenting its Outstanding Scholar Awards. These awards are calculated by using GPA, honors courses, ACT scores, and total courses taken. Each year, the students with the top three scores receive this award. They will also have their names appear on a plaque in the gym lobby. The three winners this year are Alexis Bupp, Samantha Collig, and Kelsey Judy. The Academic Booster Club also gives our graduates maintaining a cumulative GPA of 3.0 a thumb drive for their computer. These were awarded at graduation practice. At this time, we would like for these students to stand and be recognized for their accomplishments. Would all students who will be receiving an honors diploma please stand? These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic and/or career technical honors diploma. Congratulations, students. Would all students in the National Honor Society please stand? These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service. Great job, students. We do have one award that is given out, that will be given out this year, and it should not go unnoticed. This award is for perfect attendance, and we have one student. That student is Heather Klinke. Congratulations, Heather. And now it is time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremonies. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Joe Bruns to join me on stage for the FREA scholarship presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Overman. On the behalf of the FREA, would like to thank the entire community for its continued support of our Chili Supper. We have three scholarships to give today. The first one is Taylor Greasy. Second one goes to Ethan Shane. And our third, Taylor Tin.
Thank you, Mr. Bruins. Also, thank you goes out to our guidance counselor, Mrs. Amy Kaiser, for coordinating our scholarship drive. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association is another group that has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture on to the next part of their education. Due to the generous donations of past Fort Recovery graduates, the Alumni Association is awarding 8 scholarships this year. Students, please stand and turn around and face the crowd as your name is called. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all these students have been recognized. The Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Taylor Tin. There are 2 Richard and Norvita Hilbold Scholarships. Those recipients are Kelsey Judy and Samantha Collig. The Dr. Diana Myring Zitter Medical goes to Alexis Bupp. And the 4 Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarships go to Ryan Braun, Ethan Shane, Natalie Potcutter, and Hannah Evers. These students will receive their awards at the annual alumni banquet in June. The Fort Recovery Foundation and the Mercer County Civic Foundation have also been longtime supporters of our seniors and their families. Most of these scholarship recipients are hearing the good news for the very first time today. Again, I ask that the audience hold their applause until we announce all of the Foundation Scholarship Award winners. Students, please stand and face the crowd as your name is called. The following awards have been given through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation: the Diane Burke Memorial, Taylor Greasy; Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand, Bridget Potcutter; Damon Klinke Memorial, Evan Post, Sydney Deuce, and Will Holman; Herb and Georgiana Myring Memorial, Rick Kanapke and Jack Gonzalez; Carolyn Vaughn Memorial, Trevor Vaughn; Dr. James Vaughn and Children, Kristen McIntosh Toby; Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial, Ethan Shane, Ryan Braun, and Heather Klinke; Arnold and Eugenia Beimer, Heather Klinke; Jim and Charlene Bupp Memorial, Curtis Gruby; David Bupp Memorial, Jessica Wendell; Josh and Eric Fortkamp Memorial, Evan Post; Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial, Natalie Potcutter; Walter and Kathleen Himmelgarn, Natalie Potcutter; Linus and Jaletta Hillskamp Memorial, Evan Post and Rick Kanapke; Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial, Ethan Shane; Joe Werling Memorial, Samantha Collig; John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship, Hannah Evers and Kyle Wendell; Mary Helen McConaughey Myring Nursing, Natalie Potcutter; Lamar Shoemaker Memorial, Alexis Bupp; Howard Berry Memorial, Rachel Mormon; Bob Freemeyer Mathematics, Taylor Tin. Congratulations, students. And these awards are given through the Mercer County Civic Foundation: Terry Bidlack Memorial, Chloe Metzger; Virginia Baker Frankie Music, Samantha Collig; John and Ruth Houts, Aaron Littmer; Joe S. Myring Memorial, Samantha Collig, Natalie Potcutter, and Kelsey Judy; Dick Stogler Cooper, Evan Post; Mary Alice Bruns, Carly Stone; Paul Layfeld Agricultural, Rick Kanapke, and Heather Klinke; Parker and Margaret Snyder Nursing, Kristen Keller; Stephen Vore Welding, Harrison Kaup; Operation Freedom Support, Sophie Timmerman. Congratulations. The remaining local scholarship awards are as follows. Again, I ask that the students receiving these scholarships please stand and the audience please hold your applause. The FR Chamber of Commerce, Charles and Ruth Raby Memorial, Taylor Greasy; the Xi Iota Xi Sorority, Taylor Tin, Taylor Greasy, Trevor Vaughn; Med Foundation of Mercer County, Kelsey Judy, Samantha Collig, Kristen Keller. Leitzel Family Foundation, Heather Klinke. Wabash Mutual, Ryan Braun and Natalie Potcutter. Daughters of Isabella, Jessica Wendell. FR Banking Center, Second National Bank, Heather Klinke and Jessica Wendell. Fort Recovery Community Club, Will Holman. Fort Recovery Ministerial Association, Kristen McIntosh Toby. Kirsten Schlarman Memorial, Rachel Mormon. Eugene and Esther Link Memorial, Dylan Wiegant. FRHS Drama Club, Adam Byram. FRHS Student Council, Kristen McIntosh Toby. FRHS Choral Department, Brittany Evers. Shane Long Memorial, Evan Post. VH Cooper, Cooper Farms. Rick Kanapke, Bridget Potcutter, Curtis Gruby, Claire Metzger, Ethan Shane, and Rachel Mormon. American Red Cross Blood Drive, Natalie Potcutter. Rachel Rue Brackman Scholarship, Claire Metzger. Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus, Ethan Shane and Will Homan. Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club, Taylor Greasy and Natalie Potcutter. University Women's Club of Mercer County, Heather Klinke. Ohio Progressive Sportsman Club, Haley Duhamel. American Legion Post 345, Jessica Wendell. Fort Recovery VFW Post 6515, Rick Kanapke. And the FRHS vocational scholarships go to Kristen Keller, Brittany Evers, and Carissa Evers. Please join me in giving these students a round of applause. In addition to these local awards, many of these students have received scholarships from their respective universities and other county and state organizations. The complete list of scholarships will be printed in the local newspaper in the coming weeks. At this time, I would like all graduates of the class of 2018 who have received a local scholarship or a scholarship from their university or any other organization to please stand. On behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to the local foundations, as well as our community organizations, families, and individuals for their generosity, as they have contributed over $74,000 to our seniors today. The class of 2018 has been awarded over $724,000 in total scholarship money. Please join me in recognizing this group for their achievements. Students, if you received a scholarship today, award letters and/or certificates have been placed in an envelope under your chair. Any individuals, families, or organizations that would like to contribute to FRHS Scholarship Drive next year, you can contact Mrs. Kaiser, our guidance counselor at the high school. Would the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation please stand? Fort Recovery and Mercer County continues to be a great place to live because of our strong families and dedicated workforce. The contributions this group will make to manufacturing, agricultural, healthcare, and many other areas are what will allow Fort Recovery to thrive in the future. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize this group for their important contributions to better our community and our future. Thank you, seniors. At this time, I invite Mr. Justin Ferks and Mr. Mitch Irvin and board members Jose Fowler, Mike Gruby, Greg Lefevre, and Nick Werkamp to assist in awarding diplomas. School board members, Mr. Ferks, and audience, the students who are receiving diplomas today have successfully completed the graduation requirements of Fort Recovery High School and the state of Ohio. It is my pleasure to present them to you. Alexis Nicole Bupp. Samantha Jo Collig. Dustin Francis Allig. Ryan Michael Braun. Adam Gregory Byram. Daniel David Cope. Sydney Lynn Deuce. Haley Maylin Duhamel. Brittany Joanne Evers. Carissa Joanne Evers. Hannah Elizabeth Evers. Jack P. Gonzalez. Gabriel S. Greasup. Taylor Jean Greasy. Madison Paige Grover. Curtis Edward Gruby. Andrew J. Heikamp. Jared M. Heikamp. Amanda Marie Hippel. Aaron Joseph Homan. Joshua C. Homan. Will Gerald Homan. Barash J. Joash. Kelsey Joanne Judy. Madison Rose Kaiser. Harrison David Kaup. Kristen Joe Keller. Heather Ann Klinke. Maxwell Robert Klingshern. Richard William Kanapke. Matthew Allen Keys. Aaron Elizabeth Littmer. Kristen Marie McIntosh Toby. Cassius R. Metzger. Chloe Michelle Metzger. Claire Margaret Metzger. Clinton Michael Metzger. Rachel L. Mormon. Joseph P. O'Connor. Alyssa Lillian Post. Evan Charles Post. Bridget Marie Potcutter. Natalie Rose Potcutter. Reese Anthony Rogers. Emma Catherine Rohrer. Colin Randall Sanders. Sabrina Marie Schmidt. Lydia Jane Schmitz. Ethan Kenneth Shane. Adam Joseph Shaneline. Edward William Seifring. Andrew P. Stocker. Carly Shea Stone. Grace Roselma Tin. Taylor K. Tin. Nathaniel David Thornhill. Nicholas William Twaits. Austin Matthew Timmerman. Kyle Joseph Timmerman. Sophie Pauline Timmerman. Trevor James Vaughn. Dylan M. Wiegandt. Lily Ann Nicole Werkamp. Cade Kenneth Wendell. Jessica Christine Wendell. Kaya Anna Wendell. Isaac C. Wenning. Would the graduating class of 2018 please stand? Audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School, the graduated class of 2018. Seniors, you may turn your tassels. Congratulations, class. After the recessional, you are invited to greet the graduates in a receiving line in the commons. The graduates will proceed out of the gym first, followed by the staff, and then the parents. The rest of the audience may be dismissed when the band's recessional is complete. Thank you for attending this year's 2018 commencement exercises. The class treasurer, Claire Metzger, will now give the benediction.
Please remove your caps and bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the countless blessings you have granted to each of us. We thank you for our loving parents for all of their support and guidance. We thank you for all the teachers who have always pushed us to do our best. We thank you for the foundation of this wonderful town and community of Fort Recovery. Let us go forth with excitement about the next chapter of our lives and know your presence always. May we use our abilities to worship and glorify you. Amen.
So you've been listening to the Fort Recovery High School graduation for the class of 2018. Want to once again remind you who the sponsors are who made it possible for us to be here today to bring you this special moment for these Fort Recovery students and families to you in Radio Land. That would include the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery. Also, Cheeseman's Transport just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119. Mercer County Electric with their office here in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Industries with locations in Fort Recovery and Portland. Wayne Oil here in Fort Recovery. The Fort Recovery American Legion. Other sponsors proud to be a sponsor of this broadcast today, your Fort Recovery Pack-a-Sack. They're open every day of the year, Pack-a-Sack. Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Also, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Calp Pharmacy, Jerry and Lori Calp and their staff at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Fort Recovery Family Medicine, the office of Dr. David Rohr. Dr. Rohr is especially proud of one of the graduates today, his daughter Emma Rohr graduating. Also, St. Henry Bank, serving the Fort Recovery community. Brockman Furniture in downtown Fort Recovery. Judy Landscaping, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. That's Judy Landscaping. Fort Recovery Insurance in downtown Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. They've been serving our area for over 100 years with the finest in building materials, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. And your friends at Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery. We want to thank all those great sponsors and senior boosters made it possible for us to bring you the graduation here from Fort Recovery High School, the Fortside Fieldhouse. Now the celebration begins with a lot of parties here in the Fort Recovery area this afternoon and this evening. And the students will be greeted as the persons, the family and friends in attendance will be congratulating the seniors as they make their way out of the school here, shaking the hands of the graduates who have formed columns to greet those who were here today. Again, thanks to our studio producer, Peyton Henizer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon from Fort Recovery High School.